not sure how to turn what happened yesterday in Boston into a good day. I've spent an hour or so trying to figure this out. A lot of people have tried to figure it out. A lot of people are searching for things, information as to the situation in Boston. Three people dead, 144 injured. The Boston Marathon, a mess. And so is downtown Boston. From a personal point of view, a couple of notes. I had been on that block the night before because the lady who had been in my life for the last year or so had, she lived right around the corner, sort of a block or so, two blocks from there. And so I had been there about 10 o'clock at night walking back to the parking place. And then she was actually there yesterday and walked by the store 3 or 4 minutes before the incident took place, turned around and watched the explosion. And you don't think that's a conversation, Kenny, to have. Ken Kessler's here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The Boston Marathon bombing and where we go from here. There are those who say this is a conspiracy. You've heard it before with regard to the World Trade Center. Other things that have happened. Is it the number one theory? Well, it's not the number one theory being put forth by those who are authorities. What's your theory on this? What is the bottom line? Who is the source, or what is the source of this? Two bombs going off near the finish line. There are apparently some other bombs that were found and recovered and being studied. Anderson Cooper talked to FBI Special Agent Thomas Fuentes, former Homeland Security Advisor Fran Townsend, about the state of the investigation as of a few hours ago.
How much can you tell from the remnants of a device? I mean, I've heard that bombers or bomb makers often have signatures in how they put together a bomb. Is that true, or is that sort of folklore?
No, that's absolutely true, and especially in regard to terrorist organizations. The reason for that is that if you're a bomb maker, you put together a device, and after you've put together a device, you still have all 10 fingers. You tend to not deviate from the recipe. You don't want to be too creative and have it go off in your face. So normally, a bomb school teaches people how to make bombs, or an internet article that tells people how to make these type of devices. Once you've done it, and once your group has learned to do it that way, there's very little deviation, and that's why, especially during the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, the intelligence gathered from the devices was very, very important in identifying where that person learned how to make the bomb, what terror group or what school or what individual bomb maker taught them to do it. So it's very important.
Fran Townsend, what are you hearing from your sources today in law enforcement?
Well, Anderson, in addition to looking for something like fingerprints on the seized but unexploded devices that the Boston Fire Department had, they'll look for DNA. I mean, there may be hair or skin samples. They'll be able to not only look at the signature construction of the device, but they'll look to tie it to particular individuals. They'll question persons of interest. That doesn't mean necessarily that that was somebody who was involved. Could be. But certainly they're going to throw a pretty wide net here, interviewing people, looking at surveillance camera video, and trying to reconstruct as best they can to understand, as the president said, not only who, but why, what was the motivation.
888-302-3684 on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tuesday, the 16th of April, and the discussion will be, for the most part, who's responsible, the thoughts that you have, the insight that people have to this, and maybe it isn't what the common knowledge is. Maybe you have some strong feelings one way or another. Kenny is following the most active discussions on our Twitter and Facebook pages, and in general, Twitter and Facebook. Ken, you want to give us a rundown of what some of your following this has produced?
When I woke up yesterday afternoon, because my schedule's upside down, I sleep during the day, and found out about this, I wrote on our page, stunned and outraged.
Mm-hmm.
And we have...
That's all you had to say.
That's everybody knows what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Mark says, close the borders and bring the troops home now. Judy says, those words are my feelings. Prayers go out to everyone. Shauna says, how can it be so important that you would end another life for this? What is wrong with people?
Yeah.
Martha says, I feel so sad that these people, whoever's responsible, have to cause harm to innocent kids.
8-year-old boy was killed in this.
Yeah. Mike says, evil must be dealt with swiftly and harshly. Is it time to bring back public executions? Criminals know the justice system coddles them. Isn't it time that was changed?
Mm-hmm. The criminal, I think there's something to be said for that. All right, so that's from Facebook. What do you have on Twitter?
Rose says, Boston, my thoughts are with you. This needs to stop what we're doing to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry if I pronounced this name wrong. Gautam, G-A-U-T-A-M, sends his condolences to the victims of the Boston Marathon, understands that people ran straight to the hospital to donate blood.
Yeah, that's a terrific story. Yeah,
uh-huh. That people who were crossing the finish line just kept going and went to the hospital to donate blood. And there's an account called Action Fraud that warns people to look out for fake accounts that may be tweeting to you or maybe posting on Facebook looking for donations to support the victims. Do a little research. If you don't want to give to the Red Cross, if you want to give to somebody else, do a little research before you just decide to give somebody your credit card number, or you'll be sorry.
There are amazing scams, amazing what motivates people. We have a lot of sick people in the world. That's pretty obvious by this, and that's an understatement. Maybe it's even a silly statement to make, but guard yourself in many different ways. At the press conference last night, Governor Deval Patrick urged people to be vigilant on their morning commute and to report any suspicious packages to the police. The FBI has officially taken over the investigation, treating it as a potential terrorist attack. The police commissioner, Ed Davis, stressed that the police had no suspect in custody, not prepared to say that we are at ease at this time, when asked if the area was safe. There are a lot of journalists around and a lot of people who, actually, it's interesting because the Wall Street Journal reports they found and dismantled 5 more explosives. I had heard 3, but according to this story, there are 5 that they have found. And the country will turn over every rock to find who is responsible, says Davis. Boston police not aware of any specific threat to the marathon. As I said, the lady in my life had been down there watching what was going on, just as most people, bystanders, people want to watch at the end of the race, even if you're not really that interested in it. It's a sort of a happening, and because you live around the corner, you go and look and see. And the police dogs had been in there. Apparently, the story I got was that the police dogs went around the area through the night and in the morning. I didn't see them the night. I was thinking it was about 10 o'clock on Sunday night when I left, and I didn't see any activity. I saw a Dunkin' Donuts truck parked and running on the steps of the Prudential Center, and I saw the usual television crews that were about, and then I saw a few people meandering around still. Most of the restaurants had been closed. Earlier in the day, you couldn't find a place to park, because you never can on the day of the Boston Marathon, any of those residential areas. And that's why I decided I would park at the Prue instead of on the street where she lives. And I did, and so walking back over there, just sort of, it was nothing unusual. There were a few of the racers out there actually sort of checking things out, or they looked like it. This is the thing. You don't know who to trust anymore. And this brings me around to a feeling, a conspiratorial feeling of the, what I asked last night when I was talking to Meredith, what about, what else is going on? Why this distraction, in a sense? Why about this marathon, London Marathon's next week? But what is going on? And most of the time, or many people think that over the course of time, many of these things have happened as a distraction. And you hear, you know, there are those who think that's what Sandy Hook was all about. There are those who think that's what the World Trade Center bombings were. The whole Trade Center reality is about that. Are we all crazy, or is that possible? 888-302-3684, certainly something to think about, because there are a lot of things that are very suspicious about a lot of the comings and goings of people in our country, and we have a we've had a semi-police state in existence since September 11th, and who does that benefit? We all say the same thing if you think it through. We're not going to let these people win. They always win. Look at somebody died. Three people died. Look at the mayhem it's created. Look at the upset. Look at the control devices that have been put into place. You can't get in and out of Boston now. Airport was shut down. All of those things have happened because of this. What say you? 888-302-3684 on Good Day.
If you're lost in a home, or you're sinking,
it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion!
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
888-302-3684. Interesting, Kenny, how more people express their outrage sometimes quickly on Twitter and Facebook than dialing up. Here's a listener saying, apparently he's an Israeli, Abi Meir is his name. It's a weird feeling to be in Boston and to get worried phone calls from people in Israel asking if I'm fine. That is pretty interesting,
wow.
And an underscore of what the reality is here. As we continue talking about the Boston Marathon bombing on the Good Day programs, 21 minutes after the hour.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at SilverGauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
No doubt anything like this gets coverage. Lots of press, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or to Ken, who monitors all of the things that come in writing on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter, it's at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day. Kenny has just posted a picture of somebody on a roof watching. What's the story behind that story, Kenny?
Someone took a picture. I mean, there's thousands of pictures taken yesterday, after the second bomb blew up, and on the street level, there are people that are running towards the area to try and help.
Right.
And you can see very small on one of the rooftops, there's somebody up there who is standing, who doesn't seem to be reacting to the explosion that just happened. The picture got retweeted thousands of times, people trying to figure out who it is or wondering if this is somebody who was just a spectator watching the marathon or if it's a quote-unquote person of interest, to the point where Mystery Man on the Roof began trending on Twitter. It's all over the place now.
Right. The bomb that exploded, there are actually several bombs, in a sports store, in fact, right beside the viewing, one of the viewing stands. A lot of people in the viewing stands, most of the people that got into the viewing stands are members of the families of runners and certain dignitaries and notables, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this unspeakable tragedy shattering one of the big moments in Boston history. Every year, the marathon, I remember I was fortunate enough for a number of years, I was working in a Boston radio station, and I was a person of some interest to some people, so I was asked to drive the pace car. Always you see the video from the trucks and the cameras. There's also commentary that comes from the race itself, from the people who are usually local television station that has a pool reporter and a radio station has a pool reporter. And so I was the person that drove that car for 6 years. It's pretty interesting being out. And the race always started at noontime, and they've changed the last few years. I didn't even know that. Meredith said something about it started at 9. I said, no, they started at noontime. Well, they changed it, apparently, a few years ago. That's how closely I paid attention to it. And so they had different categories, the wheelchair racers, the men, the women. And so it gets spread out a little bit more than it used to, but there are so many people. I think there were, I saw it like, the number seems to vary from 27,000 to 34,000 people running in this doggone race. So they have buses and buses and buses, because all the people stay in Boston, or at least around, the closer in you can get to the finish line means the quicker you can get out. Not so easy because they closed the airport down in Boston yesterday, and I don't even know if they've reopened it yet. Do you know, Kenny, whether they reopened the airport last night?
I had thought that I had seen that they either reopened it last night or were going to reopen it this morning.
Right. So the blasts were right on top of each other, just before 3 o'clock. Runners are obviously not even finishing the race. Can you imagine what this is? What I'd like to know more of and see if we can find some audio on this, what it was like for somebody who was almost there. You're into the race. You're almost, you know, the race had started about 4 hours, 5 hours, actually, at that point. It started, I think, at 9 or 6 hours. So a lot of the specific groups had made it through, but there were a lot of stragglers. But there are a lot of people. I mean, again, when you consider there's 30,000-odd people that are running down this race that starts in Hopkinton, goes through Ashland, through my hometown of Framingham, into Natick, and then into Wellesley and Newton up Heartbreak Hill, into Boston proper, and you've done it. You've almost gotten to the end of the race, and it goes kaboom. So all those people after the bomb blew up might as well have stayed home. That's got to be pretty frustrating and a story unto itself. 28 past the hour on the Good Day program.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Martine Rudin, Chief Marketing Officer of Macy's. We're a proud supporter of the March of Dimes. Walking in March for babies is always special. But with your help, we can make this year better than ever as we celebrate 75 years of March of Dimes breakthroughs for babies. Join us in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties
Securities Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
We'll get to you as we can. Those of you who let the phone ring, be a little more patient as we try to get to those who want to be heard on this. The Boston shooting, the bombing at the Boston Marathon with the ancillary conversation, the same old from the news media. Or is it? There was an interesting conversation that we monitored. Ken Kessler puts together a lot of the material that we use conversationally on the Good Day program, especially during this hour, monitoring a lot of radio programs and television programs that are discussing the issues of the day. And the discussion of this issue started as it was unfolding a little before 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The FBI, the Boston police, I noticed a lot of ATF jackets. You know, the one thing, now this is going to really send some people over. I'm happy to give you my observations as I think things through. I don't look at people who listen to my program know I don't look at things or think about things in the way that most other or many other people do. I'm watching all those people who are in the rescue effort and thinking the firemen, the policemen, the ATF people, how fat they are. Did anybody else notice that beside me? As you look at the video and some of the pictures of the people who are rescuing, people who have the yellow jackets on and some in other uniforms, how fat many of those people were, working on the EMT crews, the ambulances. One of the things that also, people have questioned, why were there so many ambulances at the end of the race? Well, and the tents that were put up. There are, and I remember this from being the driver of the car for 6 years, along the race there are ambulances that are there waiting because a lot of people get exhausted, especially if the temperatures are warmer. Yesterday temperatures were actually pretty good for this in the 50s, the mid to upper 50s, not much wind. So people, you know, there are people who get into this, some of them aren't in shape, and so the rescue teams are there to help them along the way, and at the end of the race, some people just roll over from exhaustion. So the ambulances are there for that. And that's why there are, at least in the common wisdom, that's why there are lots and lots of ambulances around. Were there more than usual yesterday? Did somebody know something? That's going to be a question that you hear asked a lot. Here is Bret Baier talking to Brit Hume on Fox about the way the media covered the aftermath of this bombing.
You know, a lot of times, right on these big things, the first information is so iffy. It's so vague. It's so fluid. And that's what happens in these events.
Well, it presents a tremendous challenge to journalists covering these events live, minute to minute. And of course, we've got so many ways to do that now we didn't used to have. There's been live television, of course, and radio for years, but now we have virtually live coverage on the Internet through a multitude of different avenues. And early information is often wrong. Early information that is not only the information reported by the media, but the information given to the media by authorities who were themselves in the early stages of trying to find out what happened is often off base. And the inevitable result is, as we try our best to get it right and get it quickly, is that misinformation gets put about. And it's a regrettable challenge. One of the things that we face as journalists is being careful. I think we've all been suitably careful, as I noticed the president was, not immediately to label this terrorism, despite its obvious earmarks, its hallmarks. So, you know, that's one of the This is just one of the things that we go through every single time one of these big events happens, and we go live with it. You know, you're on the air, Brett. You've done this many times. You're not going to commercials. You don't have much chance to break and regroup. Time hangs heavy on your hands. You're using the same pictures over and over again, reciting the same facts. Time seems to go by very slowly at times like these, believe it or not. And a new scrap of information comes along. Your impulse is to go with it. You got to restrain that, don't you?
Yes, definitely. Obviously, there's also this sense of security and how interconnected we are. Right now, crossing in London, British police are now reviewing security plans for Sunday's London Marathon, the next major international marathon, because of the bombs that they killed at least two in the race today in Boston.
Well, of course they are, Brett. And you look at what a nightmare for authorities. This adds one more type of relatively common event to those where people will no longer feel secure, where authorities will feel bound to try to do everything they can to try to secure these areas. Look at a marathon. It was, 24, 25, 26,000 people? This thing goes over, 26 miles? That is a huge area to secure. Of course, the bomber obviously targeted the finish line area where so many are gathered, but people are gathered along the way of these routes. And races like this, though not always as big as the London or Boston or New York Marathon or the Marine Marathon here, are held all the time. So here we are yet again having put before us our vulnerability as a people, as a society, to attacks of this kind. The police, as they say all the time, have to be right every time. Those who would attack need to be right only once. So it's a tough challenge, and one we'll be grappling with for a long time, I fear.
What about the president's not using the word terror in this first statement?
Well, look, you can attribute that to all kinds of reasons. I think he's being careful. If this is a terror attack, as it looks so much like it is, we will know soon enough. There's no reason to rush a characterization of that, in my opinion. I wouldn't find fault with him for not saying that.
888-553. Whoops, wait a minute. 888-302-3684. 888-302-DOUG. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. You can Twitter us. Twitter at Good Day Show. Facebook.com/Good Day. Pinterest pictures up on this. And what is Tumblr? Follows. Where are we with that? Anything new, or is it the same kind of thing that pretty much is repeating itself on most of the social media, Kenny?
A lot of it is the same. As people are waking up, they want to know what the latest information is. A lot of people are hopeful that somehow it was magically resolved overnight.
Right, it's foolishness.
But there's no one in custody yet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there would be a lot of, again, the picture on the roof. There would be a lot of ghosts, if you will, that are being chased around. I noticed there was somebody in a Boston suburb, some apartment that they went in and checked out. I don't know if you saw that or not. There's a lot of the speculative stuff around. The president said no leads yet, but we'll get to the bottom of this. 888-302-3684. Those of you all know what happened. It was just a little before 3 o'clock. The blast scattered hundreds, if not thousands, of onlookers, the runners, as they came in. You see the video footage showing the first responders, bystanders rushing to the scene, help those people who were wounded. NBC has cited an anonymous law enforcement source reporting there's a small homemade bomb believed to be responsible for the explosion, and the others that they found were similar to that. Cell phone service. Now, here's something, you know, the, these bombs, as you see in the movie, sometimes are detonated by cell phones. So as I heard the story here and I called into Meredith to see what was going on, as soon as I dialed her, which was, I don't know, a little after 3 o'clock, somewhere between 3 and 4, the phone didn't get through. There were no phone calls being received. And ultimately, when I sent her a text, she got that, which I found interesting because if you couldn't get a phone call, isn't the text that you're using the same device, wouldn't that be the same, would you be subject to the same vulnerability in terms of the equipment, whether you text or whether you dial in to talk to somebody? You still have to do you? When you're texting, if you have the person information, you just, are going to type the, no, I guess you, I understand. Kind of as I'm thinking it through in my head, there's a different sort of signal that gets sent out for a phone call versus some kind of exchange of texting. Is that right, Kenny? Would you think that would be, is that why they shut? The texting went through, and then she called me back again, but the phone calls for hours couldn't get in. I made phone calls in there last night, and they, you know, you could get through, but they apparently shut down the cell tower service. Because of that.
I think also they got overloaded with people call family and friends, let them know they're okay, and people trying to call them and find out if they were okay. Did you see what Google set up yesterday?
No.
This it's just we live in amazing times. I don't know how they got this done so quickly, but if you knew someone in the race, you could go to Google and plug in their name, and it could tell you where they last checked in, anything that was known about them, if they were okay. It's amazing.
Pretty amazing technology, isn't it, huh?
Yeah.
And you look at all of the same video. The news media, interestingly enough, shows how out of touch it is with the reality of the era that we're in, the instant communication, many of them taking feeds from people who were sending video on YouTube or wherever it is, you know, the people who had their cameras and some of the iPods and things like that. The technology is pretty good. The pictures are pretty clear. So you see things. I loved hearing some news reporter with their phony, oh my God, what phoniness. Our news crews were there right on the scene as they always are. Yeah, give me a break. It's self-serving. That isn't news. Self-effacing blunk content. So who's had the most important thing to say here in all of this? You didn't get any inspiration from any of the politicians, whether they were local or national, and there isn't anybody else talking. So what is it that you get, you take away from all of this? Maybe one of the questions of the day. 888-302-3684. It's 16 before the hour on Good Day.
If you love movies where American GIs are wearing the white hats, there's a fantastic event taking place in the Washington, D.C. area this May. The GI Film Festival is the nation's only military film festival. The mission is to honor the troops through film, and no matter what kind of movie you like to watch, you'll find it there. You can also meet real military heroes, attend first-class parties, and walk the red carpet with patriotic Hollywood stars. The festival runs May 6th through 12th. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for more details. GIFilmFestival.com.
GMC Certified Service. This is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right. It's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With...
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad. You only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon. It's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Guys, it's a known fact. As you get older, your testosterone levels can drop. For thousands of men, a supplement called Ageless Male has been the answer to boosting free testosterone levels, energy, and libido so they feel more like the guys they used to be. Listen to these real stories.
After taking Ageless Male, I actually feel younger and feel much stronger and more able to actually take on things in my daily life.
I think Ageless Male is a fantastic product. I noticed within weeks I was lifting more weight, I could put more weight on the machines.
Ageless Male has made my life a little better and my love life even more.
Like, I know inside, in my mind, I feel like I'm 18.
You can try Ageless Male absolutely risk-free to help boost your free testosterone levels and experience great workouts, energy, and more libido. For details, call 1-800-491-5856. That's 1-800-491-5856. Call 1-800-491-5856.
With all the news and graphic images on television, you might be having a tough time figuring out how to talk about what happened in the Boston area yesterday with your children. If you go to DougStephan.com, you'll see that we've listed there a handful of books that might make it easier for you to get that information. The What's News section at DougStephan.com, books that will help you address this, because children are bound to be talking about this at home. They probably have been, they should have been, with you as parents, grandparents, persons of interest, school teachers. In Boston yesterday, schools were closed. Patriots Day in Massachusetts, a holiday, so there aren't any schools open. But today, going back to school, you can be sure this is something that, if it isn't being discussed, ought to be discussed in some way, shape, or form. Agree or disagree, the bombing at the Boston Marathon is where we are conversationally. Here's Chuck Todd on MSNBC talking to the director of the U.S. National Counterterrorism Center, Mike Leiter, about the president's reluctance to call this bombing an act of terrorism at this point.
When you heard the president's statement, and many people have made note of the fact, and the White House themselves acknowledge it after the fact, that the president didn't use the word terrorism. And I can tell you from what, in talking to some sources, they discussed whether he should use that word or not, and they made the decision not to. That doesn't mean they don't believe and they aren't treating this as an act of terror, but that they're being very careful, and part of the reason why is that they, and the president himself seemed to emphasize this, is they still don't know who did this, nor do they know the motivation. Is it an individual? Is it a group? Is it domestic? Is it international? And I can tell you, you could hear it in the president's voice and talking to others, there's clearly some frustration about how little they seem to know. I'm just curious, why would there be such concern internally about being careful of whether you call something terrorism and why they may have made the decision not to?
I think the reason is that, as we saw in Libya, anything the president says is going to be parsed over and over and over again for the next who knows how long. And in that respect, I think they're probably being a little too cautious. The fact is, we know this wasn't an accidental explosion. So at that point, you're left with a criminal act or terrorism. And the only differentiator is whether or not it was politically motivated. Now, we don't know if it was politically motivated or not, but I think it is more than a fair guess to say that if you are planting bombs around lots of people at the end of the Boston Marathon, this is not just a criminal act. This is someone who wants to kill people, and I think that if there were not the likelihood that people would attack the president from both parties, all sides, if he gets an initial statement wrong, they'd be saying terrorism now.
All right, 888-302-3684. More from the Boston area. I'm in the Boston area, so interesting spin on it from our point of view. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraganiX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now 53 after the hour, the Boston Marathon bombing here on Good Day. Somebody was on Twitter last night. At first we thought, wow, there's a celebration going on, a cannon. This person standing right next to the stands, brother and sister-in-law, all along the sidelines there. And then there was a boom, and then there was another boom. And I realized, oh, no. And then the scene immediately erupted into chaos, people screaming, shoving, running in all directions. I think that's one of the things that you also see in some of the video of people who were in just instantaneously, Kenny, turning on their iPhone or whatever their device is. You could see people pushing others. You know, we talk about the victims and stuff here, but there still was a lot of, if you will, self-serving fear. Pushing people out of the way, knocking people down, running away. One person I saw referred to it as like swimming upstream, trying to push their way out of the crowd and away from wherever the bomb was. Then there were people who said, I was terrified. Here's a lady who was looking for a husband who was running. And they were staying inside the hotel, the Marriott Hotel near Copley Square. It's just a couple of blocks away from where the race actually ends now. They changed where the race ends down the street a couple of blocks in the last few years as well, because it's a more open place. One wonders if that is something to be considered. It was more, the end of the race is a little more open than it used to be by the Prudential Tower. So local radio host Howie Carr, on the only Boston talk radio station on the air at the time, talks to a couple of callers who had family at the marathon.
Go ahead, Michelle.
My daughter was at the finish line today and called me hysterical after the first blast. And with the second, she was blown completely off of her feet. And we're still looking for one of her friends, Christy, as she has found another that was running the marathon.
Was Christie running the marathon?
Yes, she was. So was Crystal.
So she was probably, they were probably turned away then, and the way they were along the route, if you weren't close to the finish line, if you were close to the finish line, they told you just to stop. Oh, she saw Christie. She's seen him. She's seen everybody.
But
okay.
They can't find her right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, so she's okay then. She's just somewhere, right?
Yeah, she's okay, and she has made it to a friend's house in the city.
Yeah.
Her ears are, like some people have discussed about the concussed thing with the ears. She's having trouble hearing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's she should get to the hospital, Michelle. I hope she's getting to the hospital because the only bright spot on this grim day is that we have some of the best hospitals and some of the best emergency room physicians in the world.
Oh, I know.
Boston.
Her aunt is actually director of Quincy Visiting Nurses.
Yeah.
And you know, she's in good hands there, I'm sure.
I hope things work out for your daughter's friends, Michelle. Go ahead, Osiris.
Thank you for taking the call. I was definitely worried. I found out recently that my sons were there with their mom, and they were not that far away from the finish line, but they had left some time before the whole ordeal went off. And, you know, just as a parent, my heart goes out to all the parents who may have had loved ones that are hurt, and I hope and thank you also to all the servicemen and women who are out there just volunteering and meeting the needs, and also to you, thank you for the coverage that you're giving, because it is top-notch, and thank you for keeping us informed. That's all I wanted to say.
All right, well, that's his job, and that's why he's there, and that's what he's supposed to do. Isn't it amazing how people congratulate people for doing the jobs they're supposed to be doing? I may sound a little cynical. It does bother me a lot to hear people talk about, I mean, I suppose others, on the other side of looking at it is, what are they going to say? Well, if you haven't got anything to say, please don't call. The witnesses said, again, that my friend Meredith said that she could feel the ground shake. Underneath, I was thinking about that song that Carole King sang, Feel the Earth Move Under My Feet. And that's what it did feel like, as you can imagine. You look at the pictures of this storefront blowing up right as you get into the opening up of the square. That's really where this was. I'm looking at some of the other texting here, Kenny. A lady texting her husband. He was alerted. Actually, this is the only way that he could get through because everything had been cut off. He sent her a text saying that he was safely back at the hotel. And again, the phone calls weren't working, but the texting was, which is something I'd love to talk to some expert on technology, understand how that works, just because it's curiosity. It's nothing to do with the reality of the unimaginable horror and the mood of people, the sadness among the runners and the people that were there. Just really pretty tragic day, and that's an understatement. 59 past the hour in Boston.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.